This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Sometimes my stuff breaks. I don't know if you guys... Did you hear that, Mac? Did you hear what just came over on my end? Good. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Yes, I'm back. Still having issues, but that's okay because I got three chums that are going to help me out tonight, and we're going to lead off tonight with one of my big chums, one of my training chums. We've hung out on the range and we've shot guns and tasted the same dust, and that would be podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Are these technical or health issues that are holding you up today?
Well, I had a technical issue that didn't go out over the air, right? It was rolling and it was bad. I mean, it sounded like something like, like one of these things where, like, is that intelligent life from out of the universe?
Gotcha.
Yeah, and the other one, you know, just the mold motel that I live in. So, now, what's been on your mind, sir?
Gratitude. Hard to feel that when you struggle for every breath. So let me carry the gratitude for this segment.
Okay.
I'm really grateful for your show, because where would our listeners learn that guns save lives every minute? And you and I take that as, but if we ask our neighbors, a lot of them would look at us like we'd just fallen off the truck, landed on our head. And it makes a huge difference. Look, a gun is such an important safety tool that it's really hard to lock up our guns and make them safe without costing lives. I ran through the numbers. You may have seen them. A violent crime was committed about every 25 seconds, and it wouldn't be a surprise then that a firearm was used in legal self-defense about every 31 seconds. Look, every half a minute, that's a lot. Now, okay, what are the things that make the news? Oh, gosh, we have to round up guns because, on average, an individual is killed in a mass murder every 4 days. Well, wait a minute. Every half minute, every 4 days. Those aren't even close. Look, that means we've used a gun for self-defense 12,000 times for each person killed in a mass murder. How do we make guns harder to get, reduce who can get them, without making it just a little bit harder to own a gun, and we turn one of those 12,000 self-defense cases into a murder where a good guy gets killed? This isn't easy. It's like saying, oh, we're going to lock up knives. But knives are so useful.
Well, I mean, they're trying that in England. That's not working out very good for them either. Plus, they're having where they don't even have guns there. They've got a bunch of gun crime happening there, too.
They do now. But you can see an analogy with cell phones in California. Oh, we should just ban cell phones because teenagers text, drive, get in accidents. But we've saved so many lives because we can report accidents easily rather than have to wait for a policeman to come by.
Right.
How about cars? Cars kill tens of thousands of us. Well, we don't ban cars because they save so many of us. Medical misadventures kill, what, a quarter million of us?
At least.
But medicine saves. So you have to measure both sides. Otherwise, you do some things that are just really, really stupid. And, with, you know, the people that listen to your show have the perspective now to sort the common sense from the crazy sounds they hear on the news. I appreciate it. I'm grateful.
Well, I mean, you do it too, right? You put out two podcasts a week. Well, no, how many do you put out a week? Three?
No, just two. Well, I get to talk with you and then the Polite
Society.
Well,
how many times
has
Polite Society?
Self-defense gun stories. Yeah.
Well, how many times has Polite Society come out?
This week it came out twice. Typically it's once. So in my entire week, I do less than you do in a day.
Yeah. Well, it's not, you know, we got to count the writing, too, because of the kind of things you write about and the kind of perspective you put behind it.
I'm glad that in all my writing, maybe I keep you busy for another hour. There's still, you're a very busy man, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I sit back and, like, here lately I've been looking at what's going on in Europe.
Yes.
And right now Macron and Merkel want to raise a land army. They just want to raise an army.
Now, they're about to get one in their lap, whether they want it or not. Probably not the one they intended.
They want to raise an EU ground army. They want there to be an EU ground army, and but they don't want there to be an air force. You don't in today's modern battlefield. You do not get out there and start any sort of a military operation without having supremacy of the sky. So who would they be planning on fighting? And one thing they're doing right now is they've been trying to pressure the Czech Republic. They have successfully pressured Switzerland to tighten up on their gun laws, and they're holding back. They won't allow them to have trade with them if they don't tighten that up. So why, you know, Russia's not going to come after them. Russia doesn't have they don't have an economy that could sustain a long term. Conventional fighting war, you know, shooting war. So they're planning on having to fight their own citizens. And we're already seeing this now in France, where they're basically disarmed. And they've raised the gas tax, and now the yellow vests are rioting and have been rioting now for, what, about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Did you hear where the yellow vests are chanting, "We want Trump," just to make the French authorities go crazy?
Well,
they're tired of being taxed. God bless them.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you remember when Obama said you can't drill your way to cheaper prices.
And Texas said, "Hold my beer, watch this."
Yeah, hold my beer. And we're seeing this. Now, the EU, of course, fully intends to continue their bureaucratic, unelected, non ways. But all we got to do is watch what's happening there. And that's what the Democrats want.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I don't quite understand how the Democrats would pull it off, because they've ostracized everybody out there that might possibly kick in the doors for them. But
when we read about these red flag protection orders, you know, extreme risk protection orders.
Yeah.
No, all it takes is a handful of cops, and they'll impose crazy laws one door at a time.
Yeah, we'll see how that one goes. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. I'll tell you where
those goes. I both have some comments on that.
Sure. Rob, of course, Rob is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, which is his website. Also a featured writer at ClashDaily.com with the very muted and introverted Doug Giles. And and a featured writer at Amoland.com, in addition to all the places that he gets republished. And then, of course, there's the podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a very unique podcast out there. It's the only one of its type that does what it does when it concerns armed self-defense, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
Oh, yeah. T&E gun is coming. We will talk about that another time. Right now, I am talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, and apparently a rabid trainer as well. He likes to go train and practice and do things and stuff, which I don't get to do nearly as much. But anyway.
You make some pretty nice videos of it. By the way, when's the last time you were at the range?
Well, it hasn't been since you've been at the range. The last time I went to the range was about a month ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you there.
I shoot a lot of video when I go, so then I throw a bunch of stuff out there because I know I don't get to go as often as I would like to.
Yeah, gotcha. And it was pointed out to me that everybody wants to shoot at 7 yards and really 3 feet and 30 yards might be, you know, shoot where you have to stretch yourself rather than what you're comfortable with. So,
yeah,
I have an agenda.
Well, one thing I've been doing, I have discovered through various training scenarios where I'm out there, like when I'm training to shoot the long distance shot,
mm-hmm.
I'd be better off just carrying the Nighthawk.
Yep.
I mean, I can hit whatever I want with that.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It is cool. But, I mean, the CZs, the P09, the P07, that mm-hmm. works just about as good.
Right.
And the only issue that I have is the Glock and its funky grip angle.
Yep. Yep. Hey, now, does the buddy's, where he makes his own lowers that are like a Glock, use the Glock tops? Which ones are those?
Those are the Ace Firearms Militia Arms custom guns.
Do they have the same Glock angle, or no, are they closer to the 1911?
They're closer to the 1911. They're actually about the same grip angle as the CZ.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could, you know, that could be expensive, Bill.
Well, it could be for if you have an extensive Glock collection, you're like, I could just put my slides on there. And that's the thing. That's the thing about the lowers are meant to work straight out of the box with a Glock slide.
Yep.
Which unfortunately most people don't want to do. They want it to be Glock is going to be the next platform that is cloned a lot. We're going to see that. 1911 has been. The Browning has been. In rifles, it's been the AR. It's been the AK. It's been the H&Ks. Lots of clones with those. But I think the Glock is going to be the next cloned. Because that's the gun everybody loves to hate.
I appreciate it. And with that, you're right. My biggest... with the Glock is the grip angle. Okay, yeah. We can fix that. March on.
We were talking about the red flag
laws, right?
Yeah. I'm afraid what we're going to see happen is if we have too many more Marylands,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
they kill a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not going to be. It won't be in the same fashion. But if you have one town where you've got that happening enough. I'm afraid we might see another Bundy Ranch type scenario.
Right.
And I mean, I thought it was going to be Connecticut. I thought they were going to go around door to door, rounding up guns in Connecticut and shoot and kill people there. Possibly New York, where they wanted to do the same thing.
And they have done it sporadically in New York.
Right.
We did see something almost like a Bundy Ranch in Utah, where there was... an order, the gentleman in this case was a Social Security recipient. He had a payee. I believe he was a vet. They said, okay, we're going to take your guns. And the local sheriff said, no, sir. Nice try. No. And a bunch of his neighbors and the local sheriff said, this ain't happening here. I have a very different take on it. I'm extremely disappointed that the populace is so easily fooled with these laws. Again, your listeners understand how often a gun is used and how crazy it is to just wave a wand and say, Shazam, you're disarmed. Imagine if we, though, had one honest judge, because the vast majority of extreme risk protection orders are found to be invalid when the defendant appears in court.
Right. Yeah. They're like, a temporary order. They're a temporary order, but I mean, it's... Have you seen how many supposed conservative pundits have been out there?
Right. The crazy making part of that, though, is this is a law that misses its target 19 times out of 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, so, and the guy goes, Judge, you've, I'm an older, let's say, the guy goes, I'm an older person, I'm on living on retirement. You just wiped out my finances to defend my rights from a false accusation. You forced me into court. I want the state to pay court costs because I'm defending a civil right. And a judge, or perhaps an appeals judge, goes, oh, you're right. This is a civil right. The state will pay your court costs. It all gets tied up, and all of a sudden, a bunch of states go, ooh, can we afford extreme risk protection orders when 19 times out of 20, the state will foot the bill? Wouldn't it be interesting to find an honest judge?
Well, what happens if, you know, another thing, we got about a minute left, by the way. Another thing to consider is in these states where they have these things, mm-hmm. if they do have a rampage killing, can the state be sued?
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that if they're going to get out there and say, okay, this is how we're going to stop it. We've already done that with the gun-free zone. We've got the gun-free zone signs out and everything else, and they don't work. So they still have rampage killings. At some point, if the state's going to get out there and they're not going, and they're going to make everybody defenseless, I think they ought to pay something very shortly. But
right, I get it. Hard. No, the state will claim limited immunity, and the cops will claim the same, even if they shoot an innocent gun owner.
Well. That's only going to go so far, though. I think that's only going to go. They're only going to kill so many, and then they're going to be facing a backlash they don't want to face. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News. George H.W. Bush is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning. A state funeral will be held Wednesday at the Washington National Cathedral. Congressional leaders are paying tribute to the late President George H.W. Bush, including Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell.
The patriot who lies before us was blessed with many gifts, but there was no doubt which he prized most of all. A great love story began at that Christmas dance when George Bush met Barbara Pierce. And the grace and virtue they taught their children have enriched this nation through a family of leaders.
Congressional leaders unveiled a bill that extends government funding for 2 weeks and averts a partial government shutdown on Friday. And the Dow was up 288 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about things as we go along, and we've mentioned a few things, and we've talked about a few things. Although the one thing that do you think the alternative media or the new media or the talk, you know, the not the mainstream legacy media, mm-hmm. the rise of all of that, the blogging, the podcasts, all this other stuff, do you think that has aided in making sure that everybody gets a second side of the argument?
For some, I think this country is more divided than ever. There is no common media. You and I grew up with three channels. The news was the news. Now, right. If you want to hear CNN or MSNBC or Vox, you can be immersed in them 24/7. They come right out of your pocket. You can, or the trace, you can believe exactly what you want to believe by selecting your news. Is that healthy? It's harder for the body politic to have a common set of facts. They don't have a common set of news. Unfortunately, our news media have responded by becoming niche markets. Oh, if you're conservative, you listen to The Blaze or Fox. If you're liberal, you listen to MSNBC and CNN. Ah. Hard. The news is there. Do you want to go find it? You can make yourself happy and put your head in the bubble.
Yeah. I kind of think. I think a lot of people probably gravitated to like one side there mm-hmm. for a while, and I think now they probably are sitting around and sometimes they go and look at other stuff, but at the same time they can basically get reports on it based upon whatever they're listening to, because everybody who does some sort of counter to the legacy media are going to come out and name names and put things out there. So I don't know how many people go. I mean, I don't watch TV at all. I don't. I have TV. I used to not have TV. I used to be completely unplugged, but then I got TV, but I still don't watch it.
Right.
Unless it's
I'm in the same situation here.
So,
Now, isn't that interesting? For in-depth journalism, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
And, Cheryl, the gal, I forgot her name.
Cheryl Atkinson. Yeah.
I have really replaced a lot of in-depth reporting. If that and Real Clear Politics or, that's where I go for my in-depth, honest political news. Do I trust the mainstream media, even Fox News? Not as far as I can throw it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Fox News is, until they get rid of Shepard Smith.
Thank you.
Because whenever I listen to Shepard Smith, I'm just thinking, I don't even know what because I don't watch it, I don't even know what he is but he sounds a lot like any one of these MSNBC, MSS guys at any given time. So, but I sit back, I wonder what would have happened politically if there was still only one type of media in the United States today.
I don't think that hasn't been the case for a long time. Remember, the local newspapers used to avidly announce which side they were on. The local press Democrat, which side were they on? Very clearly, they told you. And you and I think, that's just the name of a paper. No, that was a political affiliation. The Hearst papers very clearly wear their political identification on their sleeve. So we have not had, we've always needed a curious and skeptical electorate to sort the facts out from what the media gives us.
But I mean, the media as it was, you know, if you think about it, Bernstein and,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember the Watergate papers. The Watergate.
Right.
This is basically two guys that decided to take down a president, and they did. They took down a president, mm-hmm. and this was without. There was no petitions to sign. There was no social media or anything. Just the power of the television, which it being the only model out there. So. We had a silent coup in the United States.
We did, and notice when Bill Clinton later broke the law many times, with media support, they were able to unring the bell.
Yeah.
And that spawned Breitbart News.
Right.
He said never again.
I don't think they quite understand how these things work to where they are the direct cause and you get a result, which is like in Trump. Trump is a result of Republicans not doing what they said they were going to do and seeing what Obama was going to do. That's what Trump became. And it was inevitable. I mean, I don't know if I would say it's too bad, but if H. Ross Perot had the wrong idea at the wrong time.
Yes, and he was a very charismatic figure. Had he pulled something like a Bloomberg and essentially created the Tea Party years earlier, he could have had a much bigger effect.
He was kind of
one and done because he had a cult of personality about him.
Yep. He's still around. He's 88 years old. He's past his prime. But he's still hacking it. So,
Yeah.
I think that's a new thing. I think 80 now is the new 30.
Oh, I hope not. I've got a list of really corrupt billionaires, and I'm going, how will they ever be stopped? They're frightening. We had George Soros, who manipulated countries through the currency markets, and now he wants to buy governments. The first thing he does is buy the Secretary of State in each of, any state he wants to take over. Then he gets the voting laws changed. Then, now it's just a ground game, and he can buy any state, any legislation he wants. He just neutralized Florida. It's really frightening.
So, yeah, but, things continue to evolve. We can only hope they continue to evolve. Like, for example, I don't know if you saw this, but like CRTV and The Blaze are merging. Mm-hmm.
Are they?
They are merging. They are merging. And most of the CRTV people, it's going to be called Blaze Media.
Okay.
But you're going to have just like this giant, it's going to be a bigger ensemble cast, if you will, of people going out in all directions under one umbrella.
I may have to subscribe to that. Maybe. That would make me watch the tube at least for 20 minutes a day. Yeah. Interesting. Now that's if they were really smart, it would essentially be pay-per-view video, the same way you and I. We don't sit there and listen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we're coming up on this next break. I'll tell you what I think they need if they were really smart to complete the ensemble. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've covered a few things.
Can I back up for a minute?
Absolutely.
Do you remember we were talking about, if we could only find honest judges? And we started with these extreme risk protection orders, something a friend brought to my attention. I want to share it with our listeners. This crazy bill that was just passed, the initiative in Washington State, that just was a 30-page laundry list of gun control. In there is mandatory annual training. So, again, if some... Typically, if you had to choose your defendant, you want them old enough they're sympathetic and young enough that they'll still be alive by the time the case winds its way through the courts. And this guy goes, I'm on limited means. You tell me this is a right. You're telling me I have to go get annual training to use it. That's like a poll tax.
Right.
And one judge again says, oh, wow, you know, you're right. So either the state has to provide it for free, or you can write it off your taxes. If not, here's a way to apply to the state for a refund. One judge anywhere in the U.S. can stand this on its head.
Right.
And that argument isn't too far out.
No, it isn't. I mean, we have seen that coming out of the Ninth Circuit repeatedly, where one judge or one court can run the country, and I'm waiting to see something like that happen. I have been waiting to see something like that happen, except these guys, have you noticed how much gun control seems to originate in Washington State? You would think by now they would have all they need.
Or California, exactly.
Well, California, I think California is running out of ways to, although I have read that they intend to tax semi-automatics.
Yeah, an annual tax on your gun, and a judge will go, no, that's not an infringement. Thank you, Judge Roberts. It's just a tax. You had some idea for your media empire and world domination. What was that?
When did I bring that one up? What did I say about that?
The Blaze merging with
Genesis Communications. No, not that. I look at these guys and they say we're a media powerhouse and we cover this and we cover that. But if you go look at their lineup, they don't have a Second Amendment guy. They have a sports guy. Well, I don't know why they need a sports guy, but they have a sports guy. But at the same time, now I have noticed this across my time. I do a lot of fill-ins at a local station, and I'll find all kinds of people get out there that are just what I refer to as a general practitioner in media.
Okay.
And they're not specific. You know, they're just conservatives. They're not specifically talking about guns or any one specific thing. They're just sort of a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
They don't know how to make the argument.
Right.
Now, I've seen some of these guys make some very good arguments from time to time, but I've never seen anybody get out there and just argue all the facts, because they'll be like, "But you know, Tucker Carlson, he does a pretty good job preparing, but he's got his own gig, and he's got two. He's got Daily Caller, and he's got Fox News. I doubt CRTV/The Blaze will entice him away.
No.
So, they don't have a Second Amendment guy, and I noticed that the Blaze didn't have one, CRTV didn't have one. Now they've merged. Now they got twice as much, and still no Second Amendment guy.
Would Michelle Malkin qualify? I mean, she's more of a generalist.
Yeah, she knows a few details. She knows a few details. The idea, when I think of a Second Amendment guy, Second Amendment guy is going to say on the air, he's going to get out there and say, listen, if gun owners are really the way you characterize us, none of you would be alive. We would have killed all of you by now.
Right.
And that's just a reality that, I don't understand why I say it all the time. Maybe that's why I'm not on the CRTV Blaze conglomerate.
Well, the NRA just laid off 10 people, I think, out of their media.
Yeah.
Cameron Gray was one of them, one of the few I've met that were laid off.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, okay, if they lay off Dana Loesch, she might end up back at the Blaze.
Well, Dana has a syndicated radio show with the Radio America, I believe it is. She has quite the listenership. So she would, you know, I would think now she is a Second Amendment person.
Yep.
I don't think when they hired her that she was. I think they hired her because that she was a popular personality. I don't think that she was a Second Amendment type person.
She was threatened when she was doing some media coverage of a campaign rally where a bunch of I can't remember the name, the National Government Union, what's it called? A bunch of those thugs beat up a guy who was just, you know, he'll sell any hat at any political rally, and he got beat up because he had a Make America Great Again hat for sale. And she goes, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? And after she was threatened, I think very much like Emily Miller, that converted her to a Second Amendment person.
Yeah, but I mean, Emily would make a very good choice because Emily has actually had to maneuver the Byzantine path you have to go through to try to get a gun in Washington, D.C. prior to them becoming shall issue.
Right.
And she's actually been threatened personally. She's come in on people that have broken in on her personally. So that kind of personal experience, I think that would educate somebody really fast. I'm trying to think of who I would call a really good female to come in there and roll in on the national stage. In the beginning, it wasn't Dana Loesch, though.
No. Now, you know that Emily Miller ran Ted Cruz's campaign in Texas.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She still, I haven't been following. Does she still write? Is she still a newspaper person?
No, she was working for, I think she was the Washington, D.C. editor for One America News, which would be another place that Dana could go if the NRA dropped her.
Sure.
But I think she took a leave to go do that.
Yeah.
She had been in government before. She was a spokesperson for prominent figures in the establishment. So, yeah, I'm glad she did it. A great step for her. I'm glad they were successful.
I just don't understand why these media people don't get out there and complete their team.
I don't get it. Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, Glenn Beck. Now, Glenn Beck, he is not somebody who believes in national concealed carry reciprocity. He said it on out loud that I don't believe everybody should have access to a gun. And then the question should be asked to him or anybody that makes that claim, okay, well, who determines that?
Right. And back to the point that you and I make over and over again, as you impose a restriction on who has a gun, show me you're not doing more harm than good, because a firearm does so much good.
Yeah.
It is.
Sam Colt was right.
Next week, I think you've inspired me, Bill. I have to do that article about, well, someone had come up, looked at the gun laws in California. It was their own, the gun control group that they stood up at UC Davis. And he said, it's great, but we don't see a significant reduction in firearms crime or in suicide. And
You're talking about the study that just came out of Garen Wintemute's
Yes.
Yeah, we can talk about that next week. That's not oops. That's everybody. You know, broken clock is right twice a day.
Thank you, Bill. It's been great.
Thank you, sir. All right, Rob. You can go check Rob out at Slowfax WordPress blog. Go there. But definitely go check him out at ammoland.com. Go check him out at clashdaily.com. And go get the podcast. Go get the Polite Society podcast. Go get Self-Defense Gun Stories. That's a forensic look at an actual self-defense incident. We'll be right back. Coming up next from The Truth About Guns is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.